This is Sarah Moses. I am host of the podcast Do It Now, which is about having everyone do it now, because the worst thing that you could do to yourself in this lifetime is not become the person that you could be. And we have someone here today, Jamie G. Smith, who is the person who helps all of us do it now, right? You help people do it now. I'm so excited to talk to you today. Jamie G empowers entrepreneurs to rise above the doubts and limitations that are holding them back from their next level so they can become unstoppable. As a renowned business and lifestyle elevation strategist, speaker, and content creator, Jamie is the founder of Lux Every Day. Welcome, Jamie.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I cannot wait for the conversations that are about to unfold for us.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, the very first thing that I want to ask you is about the name of your company, because I just absolutely love, for some reason, I don't know why, I love the word Lux and the word luxury. Can you tell us how you came up with the name for your company?
It's funny. Women are drawn to that. Like me too, right? And it's funny because this actually transpired back in 2017. And for me, like, let's just start here. Like kind of what this very first discussion we're having, like, I love luxury. I love texture. I love definition. Like, I just, you know, that tangible thing that you can touch that makes you feel more like you, that comforts you, that, right, that provides a whole nother level of experience. Those are the things I love as well. So for me, I wanted to integrate that experience because those are the things I enjoy and those are the things my clients enjoy. That's the kind of stuff I love to provide, is an experiential thing versus just, you know, just a course or just a talk or just like, let's have an experience and make it deep and interesting and fun. And, you know, and so it started there, but really what it was defining for me during that time is I had just recently had an end to a relationship that happened. And as we all know, right, Sarah, as we all know, when things come to an end, to a completion, other things open up and there's this transition period, especially if it's something significant that comes to an end. It could be, you know, maybe somebody passed away in your life. Maybe it was an end to a job. Maybe, you know, whatever that ending or that completion in your life was, it stirs up new feelings. It takes you in a new direction if you allow it. There's always opportunity if we allow it. And so I was really on this kind of adventure to find more of me and what I wanted at this time, because I kind of lost myself. And I don't know if you're listening to this and if you've ever been there, but kind of lost yourself in the midst of having children, getting married, divorces, like all the things. And I had lost pieces of my identity, like truly who I was. And so I was really on this self-discovery of like, what do I want now? Who is Jamie now? And who is it that I really want to become? What life is it that I truly desire to lead? And I was sitting in church. And I think the biggest thing is like we open, right? We open to the possibilities and open to the new conversations, the things that can unravel and unfold for us in these gaps or these times, these spaces for us. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in church. And if you're listening to this, I'm a Jesus girl. I'm just going to tell you, if you're not, relate to it on whatever level you relate to. Mm-hmm. But for me, I was worshiping God and hanging out with him. And the funniest thing happened is, so I wouldn't say conversations. I mean, I obviously have conversations with God, but I get impressions from God at certain times. And I can literally define specific times in my life where God really impressed something. And it's, if you know, and this has ever happened to you, it's way bigger than you. Like, you're like, yes. I don't even know where that came from. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm hearing you. I call them knowings, right? It's a knowing. Yes.
It's this thing that like, I could not have possibly come up with this from my humanness or even like my limited capability to think of what was possible. Right. And so I'm sitting there worshiping God. And all of a sudden I get this impression from God that you're only at 2%. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, at this point I'm like 40 something and I'm not exactly like, I've always been a striver and an achiever. It's just in my DNA. And so I was like, what 2%? What are you talking about? And he's like, you're only at 2% of your potential, of your capacity. And I was like, what? And like, it's one of those moments where you're like, how, like, you know, I've lived almost half my life and I'm not exactly somebody that doesn't just do things. Like I am somebody that likes to push the limits, that likes to explore more of who I am and what I have to offer. And so I was like, I'm not going to lie. I had to sit with that because I couldn't take it all in. I was like, what does that even mean? Like, what would that even look like if I was at 2%? Like, what? And how would you even get any further? Like, if, right? Like, you would think at least 50 or 60, yes. Like minimum, right? And so I wasn't able to, and maybe some of you have been there that are listening. I wasn't able to really comprehend. Like, I had to let it resonate and sit with me and marinate for a couple of weeks because I was like, because in our humanness, right, we like try to think about it and think it through and conceptualize it. And it's just not possible because it's not from our human side. It's not from that side. It's from God. It's from, you know, the creator of the universe. And once I did open to that, once I allowed it, and so many times that's what we just need to do. We just need to allow it to be, to consider it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I really am the one self-limiting factor in my own life. What I realized in that instance is we have complete access to God. And so everything that God has access to, his resources, his creativity, his favor, you know, where he chooses to place us, what he chooses to impart upon us, wisdom, right? Who he brings in our life. We have complete access to that as his children. And so we're just really the vessel. As long as we open to that, we're not trying to restrict it. We're not trying to control it. We open to all that God wants to bring into our lives and share with others and also wants us to experience. And at that point, I was like, you know, we always hear like we limit ourselves. But I mean, we really limit ourselves to the fact of we try to do it in our own power, in our own wisdom. And that's why it's so limiting. And the moment we allow and open to this possibility, okay, what do you have? What's more do you have for me? What more? More, please. Like, I want to experience it all. And so I have this limitless thing. And so LUX actually stands for Lead a Unique, Extraordinary Existence Every Day, because I wanted people to start experiencing that limitless concept, that ability to lead an extraordinary life every day. And it looks different every day and it looks different for every person. However, it's possible.
Yes. You know?
And that's possible. So let's lead that textured, experiential, rich, extraordinary existence, because we do have access to that if we allow it, if we pursue it, if we set ourselves aside and our limiting beliefs and our doubts and our old stories aside, there's so much there for us.
This is incredible. I am so amazed that you shared this, because for all of our listeners, if they're reacting the way I am, which is that concept never would have crossed my mind in a million years. I feel like you, I would have thought, well, maybe I'm 50% of my potential. But when you say 2% or hear that idea, it really leads, because then my mind started to go, well, if I was, let's just say me too, I'm only at 2%. Well, then what would I do? I would think big. I would dream big. I would do big, right? And that's probably where you were going. And that, I mean, so is that what you help other people do? Is this, you help them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I first help them get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Because like me, I was the only one in my own way. Like, I was that person. Yeah. And I think so. I mean, I would say so many people, like 80, 90% easily, we are our own limiting factors. And so I love to help women specifically. I love to help women really understand, like, let's identify the things that are holding you back from your next level. And then I love to enrich their journey, because what happens is as people, let's just say it, like, life is exhausting sometimes. you know, there's so many things that pull in us and so many things we're expected to do and so many things we put on ourselves and so much stimulation from the outside world and external factors. It's exhausting. And also we get sidetracked because we have so many things, right, that are wanting our attention. Mm-hmm. But because of that, what I've also learned is I teach energy management as well, because I help people optimize their energy. Because what happens is when the outside world comes in, when we're allowing so many negative things or so many external factors coming in, that's what's stealing our energy. Mm-hmm. Instead of being very clear on filtering out the things that steal our energy and drawing more of the things in that light us up, that like align us with who God created us to be. Yes. And we get mixed up. We don't have clarity because we've been trying to do everything and see everything and be everything. And we're exhausted and we can't, right? But the moment that we put energy management first and we choose to optimize our energy so we can have on-demand energy,
yes,
then we get clarity. Then we have creativity. Then we're more productive. We're less reactive, where all of the things, the motivation comes in to get us to break through, to help us to decide that we're ready to live our extraordinary life. Because honestly, some days, if you aren't taking care of yourself, it's going to sound exhausting to try to find, do, define an extraordinary life. Mm-hmm. It's just one more thing, right? You're like, I can't even do the normal life.
Right. And I am seeing why you're so successful at what you do and helping other people, and especially women, because as you're saying these things, I'm saying, sign me up. When you said energy management, just those two words, energy management, especially for women, mothers, wives, we have so many roles and we try to help everybody. And sometimes I think we take care of ourselves last.
Oh, and so, 100%.
Yeah, this is just incredible. And for entrepreneurs, I can see. So can you tell me, because I feel like I jumped ahead a little bit and I didn't find out, how did you get into this work of helping others? Was there something that happened in your life? You'd mentioned you had an end of a relationship, but I also was reading that you're an international speaker, that you were a spokesperson for BMW and Body Bar. You're selected by Reebok to be one of the 7 global athletes. I mean, you've done all these big things. Was it during that time that you decided to do this work?
Well, interesting. Yeah, no, that's a great question.
I'm like so excited when I saw all that stuff. I said, I need to ask about everything. So
I love this. All the things. This is all what women things. Need. I know, this I is what know women everything. Need women. We have to have conversations so that we can have this, right? Yes. So that was a great question, because here's what I also want you to know. If you're in this life and you're like, my life is the furthest thing from extraordinary right now, I am literally living the struggle and it's rough and I don't even... Right? You can't even fathom going there. Just know I didn't start here, right? Like anybody you see online, anybody you see that is, you know, successful and doing big things, they didn't start there. Mm. I didn't start here. Like I just want you to hear that. If you're like, I'm not even anywhere close, so I'm going to give up hope, please don't.
Yeah.
Because my big struggle started in 2011 when I was going through a divorce and I was a stay-at-home mom. Mm. I was Christian. I homeschooled my kids part of the time, like all the things. I did the Bible studies, but I only took care of my kids, right, in that environment. And now all of a sudden, after 11 years, I was with a 6, 8, and 10-year-old. I needed to figure out, how am I going to provide for 3 kids? I haven't worked in 11 years. Girl, I couldn't even get a credit card because I didn't have a job for 11 years. I didn't even have my own credit. I had to get my dad to co-sign. And this is, again, I was like in my 40s. Mm. And my dad, I mean, come on, like that's just demeaning. Like I had to have my dad help me sign for a car. Yeah. So if you're like living in the struggle, I get it. Like, and I think for me too, though, like, obviously, like there's 2 pieces in a relationship, and I had played a big part in our divorce. And so not only was I scared to death, like because I didn't know how I was going to provide. I didn't know what was going to come next. I had no idea how I was going to, you know, make money and keep the house and do all the things. I had no idea. So there was so much unknown in my life right then. And if you're listening, If you have a lot of unknown, it becomes scary. And then you become more controlling because you want to control something. You want to know something is safe. And the reality is we can't control it, right? And I learned huge lessons during that time. Like you would have found me, you know, laying on my bedroom floor crying, you know, so that my kids wouldn't see and just struggling internally, because not only externally had everything been leveled to ground zero, right? My kids, my family unit as I knew it, my marriage, you know, if you're a Christian, you know, like you envision this beautiful marriage and what all it's going to be like this little fairy tale. And it was totally destroyed and diminished below my feet, like almost instantaneously, right?
Yes.
But also like the internal struggle of, okay, I failed. I feel guilt. I feel shame. I feel blame. Like my kids aren't going to have the ability to grow up in that, right? Like, and those internal things that now not only externally is it crazy, but internally I'm trying to figure myself out and trying to rebuild myself from nothing, it felt like, right? Because I had lost so much of myself. And so really walking through those years, and I do say years because it took a while to get to this side, because I did choose to rebuild my foundation. I chose to do the hard things, but I didn't want them right away. That's for sure. So what my program, so I have a signature program called Unstoppable, and that literally came from those years of struggle. So I can help other women like break through those years of struggle faster, get to point A to B, like, let me help you, right? Would it be okay if I helped you just not go through those years and years and years of struggle? Like, let's just, let me teach you what I learned. Let me show you the way. And even during COVID, which was fascinating because I learned all these lessons, and all of a sudden during COVID, I saw all these people struggling. But I realized this, it doesn't matter what your struggle is, or it doesn't matter if you're trying to even get to a next level and you can't break through and you don't know. That's your struggle. Like you can't figure out why you can't break through. It doesn't matter what your struggle is. All of these lessons that I learned and that I now apply in my system are literally going to walk you through all of those things, like learning your new triggers, learning your default patterns that you react in that actually create the problems that hold you back, that keep you where you were, that keep you from breaking through to your next level. And so all of these lessons that I learned also applied to COVID. They also applied to any time where you're feeling anxious, where you're feeling stressed, where you're feeling like overwhelmed and there's unknown, like all of these, it was one of those things that I was like, oh my gosh, like I just got a master's degree or a doctorate in how to do this, right? Because I went through it. And it was crazy because I also learned, however, that, you know, women really need soul igniters, because so many times we lose ourselves in our marriages. We lose ourselves in, you know, the kids, the time that we spent away from really defining who we were and living into who we were taking care of everybody else.
Yes.
And so not only energy management is hugely crucial for anybody, I don't care who you are, because the more you can optimize your energy, the higher the level you'll go to. But then if you also add in your soul igniters, now you're igniting your soul and realigning with the things that actually let you up, that actually you were created for, right? The things that God designed you for. And then if you identify the triggers, the default patterns, the things, the limiting beliefs and behaviors that you have, and you clear those, now you have a clean slate. You can do anything. You no longer have that ceiling.
Right.
And then like the potent, you put it all together, Sarah, and now you've created this formula, and it is a customized, tailored, architected formula for your success that is personalized to you, because now you've taken all these things and now you personalize it to who you are, what you do, and what resonates with you. So you can remain in that elevated level instead of getting pulled back down into that old version of you when anything happens. So yeah, I learned from the struggle.
Yes. And this is so good. I wish I had known of you when I went through, because I went through a very, very similar scenario to what you're describing. I mean, almost identical. It was a little eerie when you're describing it.
Yeah.
And I wish I had known about you or a system like yours that you have. And I hope anyone who's listening, I'm going to share ways for you to get in touch with Jamie. But it's so important also to just have hope, because what we're describing, because I went through the same thing. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was supporting my husband's career because he was an actor and he would be away for weeks at a time, months or at a time. And although I was working, it was minimal, just enough so that I always wanted to be flexible, you know, to be there for the children. And you need one parent around, right?
Right.
And so when it happened, and like you said, in the blink of an eye, like you said, I was down on the ground, feet from under me. And
we would have been best friends back then. Right?
And I remember lots and lots of tears and lots and lots of heartache and, you know, anxiety and all of these things. But what I want everyone to hear from both of us is that it takes time, but with help from people like you and, you know, these systems and processes where you can move through it faster, you still have to, you know, deal with all of these issues and the grief and the growth. Mm-hmm. But then later, you end up with the possibility of being something and someone so much greater than you ever would have been. I call it using all of these things as the fuel to walk through the wall of fire. Right?
I love that, girl. Yeah.
And then
you go ahead.
I never would have ended up becoming a speaker or a mindset coach or any of these things if I hadn't gone through the things I'd gone through. I've got a tickle. I'm going to let you talk for a second.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree, because this is so potent. And what I love about you, Sarah, is you were for people. You were for women, like, because you get it. Like, for me, I have such a heart and a compassion for women. And I don't care if you're down here, like below, and you're struggling right now, or if you're at the top of your game and you just want more, like, it's okay. Okay. This is what I want to say, ladies. It's okay to want more. It's okay to want your desires. Your desires are not bad. And I don't care what people have told you. Mm-hmm. Your desires are put in your heart, in your spirit, in your body for a reason. God has put those in there. So the more you embrace them and allow them and follow them, the more you become exactly who you were designed to be. When we put shame and guilt on that, like, oh my gosh, that's not okay that I'm that person, or that I want that thing, or I want to be at that level, let that go. Like, let's just stop right here. And I'm just going to give you permission right now, women, right now, men, wherever you're at, I'm giving you permission to take it to the next level, as far and as high as you can succeed. And it's not anybody else's business about your dreams. Those dreams were not given to anybody else. God gave them to you for a reason. So you go after them, and you go after them boldly and unapologetically. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to be messy at times, and that's okay. Like, let's just get real right now, Sarah. Like, like, let's do it. Because we have been told that, like, oh no, you can't be too bold. You can't be too bright. You can't say that thing. You can't want that thing, right? That's selfish. You know what I mean? And you know what? Money is good. I'm just going to say it. Money is good. The more you create the money, the more freedom you have to actually do the things that you desire to do and help the world and help more of God's people. And so go after everything that you want. Just do it. Yes. And don't do it perfectly. Like, take that out right now, because so many times we are afraid of, as women, and I'm going to speak for women because that's what I am. We are afraid of the shame, the blame, the doubt, the not being enough, being too much, making somebody else feel bad, the failure. Let it go, ladies. All that's doing is holding every single one of us back. Like, let's rise together. Let's get over the whole perfectionist thing. Let's do it messy. Let's have fun. Let's party while we do it. Like, let's play. Let's adventure. Let's explore. And let's dive into unearthing all of that goodness.
Yes, I am all for what you're saying. Let's, Jamie, be the president today.
Like, let's do it.
I love it, because you're talking about this concept that I've seen, in that women, I think, are raised or taught or led to believe that they need to dim their light. Yep. And I think we need to go over and, you know, the little dimmer switch, turn the dimmer switch full on.
Yes.
Shine your light bright Because then you light up other people as well. You have enough light for yourself. You have enough light for other people, right? It's almost that concept of the glass overflowing. It's not half full or full. It's overflowing. So you have enough to give to other people. And if you shine your light bright, you have enough light for other people who might need it. You can be hope for other people. You can be an example. I love this message that you were sharing, Jamie. I can't get enough of it. Tell me more.
Well, and going off of that, what you're saying, Sarah, is I figured out. So we've all heard, like, this was a couple years ago, and I came to this conclusion because I physically walked it and realized it myself. But we always hear wounded people wound people, right? Everybody's heard that. Mm-hmm. What I realized a couple of years ago is when I began to step into my more, and that's what mm-hmm. I call it, step into your more mm-hmm. and stop living your normal. We weren't meant to be normal or mediocre or play small.
No,
we were created divinely for more. So when I decided to step into my more, I realized free women, free women.
Oh, drop a bomb
right
now.
Free. If you didn't get that, let's say it again. Wounded people wound people. Free women free other women, right? So the more free you become, oh, I just got goosebumps. The more free you become, you give other women permission to be free, to raise, to be their best, their more, their, like, to contribute to society exactly what they were, the sparkle they were meant to add to this world. And as we rise, so many times, mm-hmm. I think in life experiences for women, and I hear this all the time, I bet you do too, mm-hmm. is girls are mean, like, right? Like, we've had these girls are mean experiences from past.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we are controlling how big we get or controlling what the outside sees. We aren't sharing our big successes, or we're dimming enough not to be attacked. We're dimming enough to kind of stay under the radar because we know the alternative is we might be judged. We might be criticized, right? Mm-hmm. And if we fail, then, oh my gosh, that would be even worse because now we would prove them right.
Right.
And we have all of these things that the reasons why we're dimming. But what happens is what I want you to hear if you're listening, is the more free you become. And I know a lot of people are worried about, you know, oh, I might make her feel less than, I might make a family member, my husband, my daughter, my, right? I might make them feel less than, or like a coworker. If I rise, they're going to feel bad. So I'm just going to play a little smaller just so that they feel okay. They feel safe. They don't feel threatened. What I'm going to say to you is you're doing them a disservice.
Yes.
Want that to sink in, because what happens is if you rise, they see that it's possible and they may choose to rise with you. If they don't choose to rise, that's not your responsibility.
Right.
And here's what happens is you need to let go of that. That's not your responsibility. And what they choose to do is between them and God. What they choose to do is between themselves internally. If they want to choose to grow, then they will. But if it's not their time yet, if they want to sit in where they're at and stay there, again, that's their journey. That's their choice. Right. And when they're ready to grow, they'll do it, but not because of you staying small, right? If you stay small, it doesn't make them uncomfortable. It's okay if people feel uncomfortable while you grow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to add to this, because if you're already growing and you're like, but people are like coming at me, people are frustrated that I'm growing, people are trying to drag me back down, I'm getting negative comments, I feel guilty, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you grow, you need new levels of growth around you. You need to up-level everything in your life. As you grow, that means you need new boundaries, you need next level boundaries. What does that new woman need in her life to support her? It's going to be different than what, you know, 10 years ago you needed. You are raising into a whole nother level. You need new boundaries. You need new people around you that are also elevating to the level. You need to input as much positive information as you possibly can. You need to input healthy habits. You need to input all these things that will support this next level version of you, because you need to let go of that old version of you and what used to support that person, because that may no longer serve you. So evaluating during these times of rising is crucial, because otherwise you're just fighting the resistance. Like you have a bunch of rocks in your river and you keep slamming against them because,
right,
you know, you haven't cleared your flow. Once you clear those rocks out of the river, you have right. a clean flow, but you have to take out the things that no longer serve you. So you have this clear flow. So you have more alignment, so that you have more ease in rising to what you want to be and who you are meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so beautiful. I really, everything you're talking about today is resonating. I think it's incredibly wise. I really feel that also another thing is sometimes when people are rising, there's going to be a little bit of time where you feel lonely because people don't know how to react to you. You're acting differently. You're doing differently. You are becoming a different person. And so it's sort of imperative that we know that ahead of time, so we can sort of with grace allow them to take their time to get used to this new me. You know, imagine if you went and, you know, completely changed your appearance and came back. You know, you need to give people a little bit of time to get used to that new you. And they might like the new you, they might not. But as you said, it's not your business. It's, as we all know the saying, it's not my business what anyone else thinks of me. I think it's also really important that we get good at not caring what other people think.
Yeah.
Right.
That's huge.
That's going to limit our dreams. That's going to limit our success, everything, because think of the things we hold ourselves back from if we're worried about what other people think.
Yeah. And here's the reality is nobody is always ever going to agree with you anyway. Like,
right.
You're never going to make everybody happy anyway. So why don't you boldly live how you were designed to live, the fullest expression of yourself, so you can light up from the inside out. And like you were saying, overflow, right? Sarah, you were saying overflow into your atmosphere, because people are always going to have something to say, good or bad. And you know what? If you upset somebody, that's their thing. Now, obviously check yourself. If you're doing something that is hurtful or, you know, not thoughtful, then sure. Like you want to check yourself. And I will say you're going to be messy at times. You will do things wrong at times. You will overstep your bounds at times. And I want to again, give you permission to do that and then step back and be like, oh, I need to apologize to this person, or I need to do this to correct that. And that's okay. Like we can do those things and it's going to be messy, and just allow yourself that freedom, that permission to not be perfect, to mess up, to overstep your bounds at times, because that's how we find that center, that equilibrium within ourselves, that new equilibrium.
Yes. And don't you feel that we get better during those times when we're finding our new center, if you want to call it that? We get better at paying attention to our instincts. And our instincts will tell us when we've maybe, you know, done something where we need to make an apology or amends. Yeah. But we do it quickly. We do it gracefully. We do it with response instead of reactive, right? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, well, I'm going to address, first of all, you are going to be more reactive when you're in a struggle or when you're going through a transition. Like, especially that's why it's so important to take care of your energy in those moments, because you're 10 times more reactive when you're not taking care of yourself. So let's start there.
Okay.
I think as we grow, we have triggers that we haven't cleared. We have different patterns that are so normal to us and comfort, you know, so much more comfortable, and we're used to those. So a lot of times as we grow, we get actually pulled back down into those places because that's actually more comfortable for us to be at, is that place of, even though it's maybe a negative default pattern, it's what we know. And it's also what the people around us know. So it's, you know how to maneuver in that, right? Whereas when you go up a level, it's all new. You don't know what's going on. And so many times that will trigger reactions in us because there's insecurities, there's unknowns, this is new. We don't even know how to respond sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so you will have triggers, you will have reactions when you're going to another level. What I would say about that, no matter if you're going to another level or you're at a really high level, or if you're in the middle of struggle and it's really hard, this is such an opportunity. Huge opportunity for us to take a step back. This is when I learn the most about myself. Is in the midst of the triggers, in the midst of the resistance, in the midst of me overreacting. Because when we take that, and instead of just moving on and just not acknowledging it, right? Mm-hmm. We take it and we're like, okay, sit with yourself for a moment, be like, why did I react like that? Mm-hmm. What was it that triggered me? Was it just that I was tired and I wasn't taking care of myself? Was it a certain person, or was it that they said a certain thing, or did I feel a certain way when something was said and it brought up something from your past and it immediately went into a reaction, a trigger, and a default pattern for you? The biggest thing that we can do in those times, it's unearthing those old beliefs, those old patterns, those old triggers, and understanding why and healing it, right? When we listen for it, we look for it, we reflect on it, we allow it without any condemnation. It's not I need to punish myself. I was so bad. I can't believe that I reacted like that. That's the worst thing you can do. All that does is put you in a spiral back into your default patterns that are negative, right? Mm-hmm. The worst thing you can do is beat yourself up. The best thing you can do is choose to have grace. Mm. Choose to allow some space so you can now look at it from an outsider's point of view and just be like, you know what? I need to tap into my heart and understand why I got triggered, understand why I reacted the way I reacted. Because as soon as I do, now what's my core fear around that? Because always there's a core fear around why you triggered. There's a core figure of fear or something of why you reacted the way you reacted. And so once we start to dig deep, and I do something called 7 layers deep in my program, where we literally keep asking why until you get to the depth of the depth of the depth of the true fear. And now you can figure out, oh, it's because I thought I wasn't enough. I felt in this instance, they felt I wasn't enough. I felt right. And you can start to begin to clear that. But if you're unaware of what it even is, you can't do anything about it. Right. And so no matter if you're in the midst of the struggle or at the top of your game, this is going to help you take it to the next level, you, the next level leader, the next level life. Because when you start to clear these old patterns, these old triggers, and understand the depth of them, and you clear them, now you can start really, you have so much more freedom to leap into your quantum next level, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. you don't have all these things in the way that create this resistance. There's not all these rocks in the stream that you're trying to avoid while you're trying to go downstream. Mm-hmm. Instead, you've cleared them. And it doesn't mean they won't ever come back, but then it's another opportunity to be like, okay, what am I experiencing right now that's making that rise up again? And let's unpeel another layer, because mm-hmm. God's taking me to another level. Like, unpeel the layer so you can go to another level.
Right, right. This is amazing. So I'm hearing the word awareness. Obviously, women have to be, or people have to be open to the awareness and looking at these things. What would you recommend if someone's even struggling though, because that sounds like people have to take responsibility and accountability, right? And if they're struggling with that, is there any tools or tips you recommend so that they can, when they have the awareness, they can make the changes, but they have to then be accountable that they're part of the problem. That's something that I had to own, because when it first happened, I mean, I was big in the, oh, poor victim me, and this all happened to me, and look at me, and you know, and it takes time to be able to get to the place where I just had to realize that I could tell that story, you know, day and night, doesn't matter whether it's true or not true. What I realized was nothing was going to change if I stayed in that place.
I think we have to get to the pain of where we are is bigger, or is less than the pain of where we really desire to go. Like this craving of, you know what? I am done with this being here. I am done with what my life looks like. I am done with this self-pity because mm-hmm. we realize it's not getting me anywhere, right? Like mm-hmm. when you get to the point where the pain is worse to not live your extraordinary life, the pain is worse to not start to live a bigger life. The pain is worse because you're captivating yourself. Literally, you're imprisoning yourself. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is. You are. You are putting the walls of prison around yourself when you're in those places of victimhood, when you're not taking responsibility, right? The moment that we were like, what is my part in it? Let's just be okay with that and take responsibility. And mm-hmm. what is it that I really want? Is this really who I want to be? Is it? Like, is this the fullest expression of who I was created to be? No, there's always more. And you may need some really positive resources around you. I would say that's a huge thing, Sarah, is when you're sitting in that, a couple of things. You need people that are going to be real with you, love you unconditionally, but also tell you the truth. Like when people want to commiserate with you and just sit in your low level vibration with you because it feels good to them. They have somebody to commiserate with. You have somebody to commiserate with. Like you're not going to go anywhere if you stay with those people. And if they're not bad people, it's just they're in that space and they're not ready to grow either. The moment that we realize we want more, you have to surround yourself with really positive resources, because otherwise it just keeps pulling you down and everybody's like, yeah, you're right, poor you, like that happened to you. Mm-hmm. We all know it happens for us, but we have to choose that yes. mindset. We have to choose that new level. And so if you're in that place, first of all, I just want to encourage you to be like, have so much grace and go there. Feel the pain, feel the struggle, feel the frustration, get it out on paper if you have to, release it. Release your part of it, release your anger about it. Like a really good, healthy exercise. There's a couple, but the one I'm thinking of right now is like, write everything possible down that you're thinking about the other person, about the situation, but also about you. Like inside, go inside, and it doesn't feel comfortable if you've not ever gone there, but go inside and be like, what part did I play in it? Why am I frustrated with myself? Why am I pissed at myself? What am I afraid of? Mm-hmm. Write down what you're afraid of. What experiences, like anything that comes to mind that is stirring things up, write every single ounce and don't filter anything. Like, you know how we always filter, like, oh, what if somebody read this? Like we filter,
right?
Or like, I'm a good girl, or I'm a Christian, or I'm a, you know, whatever. I couldn't possibly write that down. Write it down. Everything that you're thinking, because what that helps is it purges it out of you. It purges it out. And then you go and you let go of that. You tear it up, you burn it, and you release it, right? Mm-hmm. It's very cathartic. It's like an out external expression of your internal releasing of all the pain, of all of the victimhood, of your part in it, of your anger and your, you know, your punishment for other people and yourself. Release it. And the next step I would say is begin to look at every single external thing that's going on in your life. Who are the people? What podcasts do you listen to? What TV shows? What music? You know, what food? Are you getting sleep? All the things in your life, start assessing, like take an assessment literally. And is it a positive source? Does it lift you up? Does it lift you into who you want to be? And really the life, like if you aren't even sure who you want to be, what life do you want to live? Mm-hmm. What do you want your life to look like? What would feel good to you? Like maybe you have to start there, but fill yourself with those things. And it's not always easy. And then start making a list of the things that don't make you feel like yourself anymore. The people that tear you down that you let in your life, the things you listen to, like the Netflix series that you're totally binging on that,
right.
you know, is not helping you in any way have positive mental capacity or up levels you, right? And you begin to let go of those because now you're pouring in positive support and you're letting go of the things that are dragging you down, the change that you're having. So that's what I would probably say to that person.
Right. Wow. You
are amazing. I feel like we're going to have another podcast interview with you because we're just scratching the surface. But I want to find out what ways can people work with you and how can they reach you? How can they find you? Can you tell us a little bit about some of your programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have what would be fun if you think this would be fun is I have a really amazing 4-day challenge. Sometimes I do a masterclass instead, but this is where you can find me. If you go to luxeveryday.com, and that's luxeeveryday.com/EP for Extraordinary Power. I am currently doing an Extraordinary Power challenge. Later on the year, I might do a masterclass for it, but either way, it will be, you know, we were just talking about those positive resources. It is going to be filled with activating a different piece of your power each time. And it is really surrounding yourself with like-minded women that are powerful, that want their next level, that want their more. It doesn't matter where you're starting. It doesn't matter where you are. You might be at the top of your game. You might just be starting out and you need to feed yourself some positive support. Mm-hmm. But this Extraordinary Power class is, I'm so passionate about it because it's really about empowering women to begin to unlock the secrets to unstoppable success so that you can have quantum leaps in your business and your life and begin to magnetize the income, the influence, the impact that you truly want to have. Like, what is your more? Let's tap into that this year. That is my vision. That is my mission. I want to tap into my more and I want to bring other women with me. Like, that's one of my gifts is really I bring together amazing women. And so join me in the masterclass. It's free. There is a VIP option that's like crazy and expensive. And you can get some amazing bonuses for that as well. So if you go to luxeveryday.com/EP, you can join that for free. And then I'm actually on Instagram as luxeverydaylife. So you can join me there.
Okay, great. And then if someone's going through a really hard time and they want to work with you one-on-one, you do coaching as well?
Yes, I do. I do limited VIP coaching. So it's very one-on-one. It's very tailored. I do very tailored coaching one-on-one. And then I actually have a really exciting 4-month, I call it the Velocity Vortex, and it's an immersive experience. So if you're like all in now and you want to do it all, this experience will literally take you from point A to B in massive, with massive momentum and action. And you know, the years of struggle I went through, the years of learning that I went through to break through to my next level, this is going to help any woman break through to their next level, but it's going to surround them with community, with one-on-one support, with a 3-day retreat. That's going to be phenomenal. So if you want to work at that higher level, I do have higher level options that, you know, I can also provide.
Wonderful. I'm going to make sure that everyone can find you and reach you. And I'm going to put all of your places in the bio of the podcast. And I can just say, if I had known about you when I went through my really, really, you know, would have saved me years. And I'm hoping that anyone listening is going to reach out to Jamie. And I want to sort of leave us on the thought of all of us today, if we can think about what Jamie said, what if we're only accessing 2% of our potential?
I love that.
What would we do differently? I feel like Jamie's given us an invitation to consider that, to be open to that possibility of what would we do differently if we were only at 2%? That. And I always think it's great to find a mentor or a coach at times like this when we want to be reaching higher and going bigger. So Jamie's definitely a person who could help all of us with that. So thank you for your time.
I love that. Jamie, love it. Thank you. Oh, such a pleasure. And it's such an honor because you, I think so highly of Sarah. If you don't know Sarah, you've got to like, just follow everything that she does. She's an amazing, amazing speaker. She's an amazing coach and speaker. Like anything she does, you will benefit from highly. So I love to be able to connect with like-minded, spirited women because there's so much power in that unification, right? And the other thing I want to leave you with is I love the whole, like if you knew that you were only 2%, like what would you do? I want to add to that and say, and you knew 1,000% it would work.
Yes.
What would you choose to do? Like, just do that. Right. Like, like 1,000%, you knew it would work and you were only at 2%. So there was unlimited possibilities for you.
I know.
What would that look like for you?
I know. Right? And it's incredible because I can tell by watching you and the light and the exuberance and the passion you have for this, that you're working well towards your 100% that God has in mind for you. And it leads me to that idea, you know, that if, you know, let's say I didn't know how to make a chocolate cake, right? And I found someone who was a chef and they could teach me to make a chocolate cake, right? Everyone would assume that I could make that chocolate cake if I had someone right by my side showing me how to do it. I feel like you're that person. You're like the chef who knows how to help people go from 2% of their potential working up to 100% of their potential. So, you know, because we're intelligent people, and so we can work with someone who has walked before us and done it and knows how to do it. So yeah, I'm a big Jamie G fan right here. I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. Aww. And again, I'm going to make sure everybody can find you, but if you can tell us one more time.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to find me, you can go to Instagram, which is Lux Everyday Life. And then that's also my ex. No, that's not my ex. You know, they're all different. My Facebook is Lux Everyday Life as well. Okay. And then if you want to find the masterclass or even the website, it's luxeveryday.com. And then the masterclass is /EP for Extraordinary Power. So join in, because here's the thing is just right. Let's like live into our extraordinary power. Like what more is there of that? Let's find that together. So
yes, you guys. Go find Jamie G. And you said the masterclass is free. I mean, there's nothing to lose, everything to win. Let's go. All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. I look forward to having you on the Do It Now podcast again in the very near future, because this was way too much fun. Did everyone have fun?
I know. I had fun. Thank you, Sarah. I'm so excited. I would love to come back anytime. So great. Much fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye, everybody. Remember, do it now. Do it now. Do it now.